Well, the two FC United managers there in a little word. Hey?
Gosh, I'm in agony. What a second half. Jeez, man, what a second half. I mean, I'm so proud of them, and we've given ourselves a chance of survival.
It's an incredible evening, to say the least. Where do we start with this? Well, the first thing to say, thank you, because we weren't going to Doncaster, but now you're making us go to Doncaster.
Please come, yes.
Yeah, we'll be there.
We've got a chance.
We have got a chance. How proud are you tonight?
I'm proud of everyone because of how difficult the game was. I mean, look, there's going to be some heavy legs after that, but they grafted, and it's what we've been saying all season about. We've struggled to see out 90 minutes, conceding late on. I mean, we conceded again, but we were able to go and score late on, which we've not been able to do. To go out and score four in the second half was fantastic. And hopefully that'll be the springboard now to push us on to hopefully avoid relegation and stay in this league. We needed something, a bright spark. We needed a moment of greatness, and we had that today, but it was a full team effort, and I thank every single one of them today. I'm proud of everyone.
Going back to the start, we've carried on this since you brought the new players in. I mean, just to be clear, McCaffrey's player of the match by a country mile tonight, but it has been a team effort, that's for sure. But early on, you could see we've carried on what you've been building up to. You know, going back to the Chorley game where we were unlucky, we've carried it on step by step. Going through the lines tonight has been the most impressive thing, and Leeds were very fortunate to take the lead early doors.
Yeah, they were. And I spoke to them at half time about making sure we secure the edge of the box. We talked about it time and time again with the cutback, and always to look at that trigger, and they didn't secure the edge of the box. But the girls, I spoke to them, we went over it at half time, and they did well. Some of these girls, you've got to remember, they're still 16.
Yeah.
What an occasion to play in tonight. There's so much going on. I mean, credit to Leeds. They're a feisty team to play against. They're hard to beat. They're not easy. And they made it hard today, and it did pose us some challenges. But I'm really proud with how they overcome the early setback to then take the lead, then go even further ahead, and then see it out when we conceded so late. And I thought, oh, we're not going to get it here, but we did, and I'm so pleased.
Can we talk about that first equaliser as well? Because I was quite stunned in the commentary, because it's a throwing over on the far side. Rich is there holding it up, and then it's Shauna Jean just popping up, going one way, going another, and a great finish.
Shauna can strike a ball really well.
Well, we saw that with a free kick.
Yeah, yeah. She's naturally a right back, but because of the way we started this season, with no defenders, it was like, can you go and play centre back? So it does give us that opportunity, like we did in the second half, where Sasha moved higher up and then Shauna come to right back with Jason. That worked really well, and it allows that bit of freedom in Shauna's side. And, you know, I spoke to him, said it wasn't the cleanest of strikes, but it was low and hard on a very slippy surface, and the luck went our way for a change.
Yeah, absolutely. But then it didn't, because we hit the bar. Again, we had moments, didn't we? But then Leeds, you like you say, they are a quality side. They retake the lead. And at this point, you know, based on this season, it's slipping, isn't it, at that point, until it wasn't. And we're back in it again.
We had a little bit of luck with Eve's goal from the free kick, going through
the
keeper's hands.
It's a wet ball, though. You've got to go for it, haven't you?
But yeah. I mean, some of these have, you know, they've got to trust themselves a little bit. That belief that they've got some quality players in this side with some really good techniques, and I know they can strike the ball well. And to have two goals from free kicks from Shauna and Eve was great, and I was pleased with that.
Now, you made two substitutions, and that, I think, that's going to unsettle it a little bit. And, I mean, what was you thinking there with bringing Gordon off at that point? Was it just to freshen things up a little bit?
Yeah, it was just that. I mean, you know, Nishai Gordon's been with us now for about 10 days, maybe, something like that. She's been in, you know, she's young. She's only just turned 16 herself. She's quite streetwise, I think, is her style of play. She looks like she's going to create something, but she, you know, she had a tough game at the weekend, and I just thought, we've got Naomi on the bench who's quite quick and likes to run in behind and might be able to relieve some pressure, and just take on a little bit of the role up there. And it's nice to be able to do that, which worked really well, because then Naomi went and scored, so I'm quite pleased with that. And that was the first goal for us as well, which I'm hoping the floodgates will open for now, because she does know how to score goals.
Yeah, and the thing is as well, is that was your first substitution. Your masterstroke came, though, when you brought Carlin on, because that's what tipped the balance. We're agreed on that, aren't we, Paul? The Carlin substitution. Yeah. Because it allowed Gene, like you say, not naturally a centre-back, to go on this right-hand side. And we said the key to this game, if FC United are going to win this, it's going to be a combination of McCaffrey and Lewis and then someone else getting involved. And that's what we saw. And yeah. It was just a beautifully worked goal, that Lewis goal. Yeah. Really was.
Yeah, it was. And I think Sasha is an outstanding player, personally. Sasha Lewis is brilliant. And, you know, he's definitely in the genes with the brother, being who he is at Man City. I think she's got an exceptionally bright future ahead of her, and she carries the ball so well, like you can't get it off her. Yeah. So whether she's driving from deep or whether, you know, today was able to play a little bit higher up, and, you know, again, that just puts another sword in our armour to know that we can do that. As long as we've got everybody available and everybody in, we've got lots of options now, and it's exciting.
I'm telling you, Jenny, as well, like I said, a masterstroke substitution. When you watch that back on VO, that's what's won us the game tonight, and I think you never know, that might be the actual turning point, a masterstroke substitution like that and a tactical change. Now obviously Leeds get a goal back, it gets very nervy towards the end.
Oh gosh,
how were your nerves in those
it gave,
stages?
Do you know what I've just said to Elsie? I said, do you remember at York in the FA Cup and I lost my voice and I strained my neck?
Yes.
And I had the same today. I've not quite lost my voice yet, but my neck was killing me. I was so stressed because I was like, the pitch is so slippy and bad, gosh. So there was a lot of it that was out of my control. Your players slipping left, right and centre. There was heavy legs. They were switching off. The referee then playing, I don't know how long he played in the
seven
end.
Seven in the end, was it?
Yeah,
7 minutes
I think he's been quite kind there, because I thought it was going to be more towards 8-9, but... because there was a lot, they were going down injured with cramp, they were trying to manage the game, trying to tell Sophie to keep the ball down, you know. When it comes to that, we are a very, very young side, and when it comes to game management of, you know, keeper diving on the ball, staying down for 10, 15 seconds, then going tying a shoelace, going picking something up from the goal, you know, all that sort of stuff, and then trying to get it into the corner and then keeping it in the corner. Things like throw-ins, things like just how you slow the game down. We didn't quite have that today, so that did make it very, very nervous for us. But we'll learn from that. And the players that we've, you know, all these youngsters that we've got in at the moment, this is a great, great opportunity for them, and a great showpiece for them to learn that. And we got over the line, so I'm not bothered. We got over the line.
That's this game, and I think we're justified to talk about it at the Flems.
We scored with all our 5 shots on target tonight.
Okay, that's a good stat. I like that. That's a good stat. I do like my stats, so I'll take that one.
So Doncaster next. Mm-hmm. Nothing's changed. It is a must-win.
Yep, it's a cup final again, and we've got to go for it. We've got to have that belief. The thing is with Donny, they've had an interesting season as well. They played us first game of the season when we were. Non-existent. We just didn't have anything.
Just met.
Yeah. Gosh. And Elsie actually put a shirt on and played at right wing back. So to say how far we've come is unbelievable. They've had an up and down season. They've had a change in manager. They've currently not got anything to play for, really. So anything could happen. I mean, we're playing at the stadium, which would be nice. Yep. We're used to playing at a stadium. Yep. They're not. So there'll be no excuses for us trying to play. Today we had to just fight that one through because of the situation and the environment. But, yeah, we'll give it our best go. And at the end of the day, I've said to myself and the staff, I said, if we do go down and don't come off, we will do everything and fight and give it everything so we can say we've tried our best. No one can turn around and say, oh, we just threw the towel in. We are fighting for our absolute lives and giving everything, and hopefully we'll get over the line. But we'll take it one game at a time.
Well, Jenna, enjoy your weekend off from competitive football.
I'm going straight to the bar.
Yeah. So, enjoy your long weekend then. A big thank you for joining us. Congratulations to everyone this evening. What an occasion. And we'll talk again with 3 points, hopefully, in our back pocket against Doncaster in a couple of weeks' time. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks a lot, guys. Thank you.
See you soon.